Episode 2319, Rise Above.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
I'm Happy Day. Are you ready for an extraordinary, beautiful day? Full of joy in your heart, regardless of what the weather has in store for you, God's got something better. Rise above. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I know you are the purpose-driven mom. I know you are on a mission in this world that you touch. But are you feeling the world pulling you under a little bit? May your heart be restored today with the promises of hope and joy. God's got you when the world has abandoned you. Rise above. Today, I want your heart to be filled with hope, knowing that you are not alone. You are seen and you are heard. But unfortunately, the world wants us to feel less than and abandoned so they can suck us into false truths and narratives. Stop believing all the lies. Leave your fear at the foot of the cross. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 reminds us of this. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Jesus cares for you. He loves you. He knows your pain. He hears your anxious thoughts. He goes into battle and he knows the battle that you're fighting. So stop placing your hope in the people who will let you down. Rise above. Reach for what sustains you, God and God alone. I get how challenging life can be. I get how frustrating it is when all you are facing the weeds and muck in life. You just feel like you're drowning. Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7 says this, don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need. Are you asking? I mean, I got to stop right there. Are you asking? Because sometimes we just complain, but we forget to have a statement with a question mark. Ask God when you pray for what you need. It continues and says, always asking him with a thankful heart. Are you grateful? You may not like where you are, but be grateful for the blessings that you do have. Do you think I like paying the bills? I don't think anybody likes paying bills. But I'm here to tell you that I thank God every single time I write a check. Yep, snail mail, all me. I thank God that I can pay those bills. I don't like paying them, but I'm grateful that I can. Do you see the flip side of things? God wants us to see both sides of the coin. Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7 continues with this, and God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. He's going to keep you safe. He's going to keep your mind safe. But you got to stop worrying. You can be concerned. There's a little bit of a difference there. But stewing over stuff that you don't have any control over, give it to God. Leave it to him. Reach for what sustains you, God and God alone. But when you pray, just don't complain. Ask. Ask God for what you need with a grateful heart. Now, I also get trying to pray yourself out of things because you're not getting the answer fast enough or the one you want. You're like, oh, come on, God. If you'll just do this, I'll do this, right? It's a bargaining. You're like, come on, you know, just give a little here. You question everything, yet still believe. How does that seem right? My husband always teases me that I'll say, oh, something's so small, yet it's so big. And he's like, really? It's like, it's opposite. I said, yeah, I know. But I look at that when it comes to our faith. What we see is not necessarily what we should believe. You see, that's what the world wants us to buy into. The world wants us to just, okay, don't question. You see this? I'm just going to kind of make some magic over here. I want you to believe this, and then you know what? You don't have to worry about anything else. God says, no. God says, trust me. Come read my words. Come hear from me directly. When your prayers aren't answered, when you're questioning things, there's still a part in you that believes. So how can you believe and still question? Because you're human and God knows what you don't. He gets where you're stuck. He understands the predicament you're in. But if you truly want what God wants for you, rise above. Don't stoop to the patterns of this world. Don't give in when you should be giving up. That is reaching out to God with your hands open. Giving up as in, no, not throwing the towel in, but giving up as in, Lord, you got this. I'm grateful for what you can give me. And I want to give back to you. The world may be against you, but God is always for you. I don't know what you face today. I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow, but God does. His grace goes before you. He's already walked miles ahead of you. Trust in where he's leading you. So then you can lead your family. So you can be the leader in your life. So you can be the leader in your community. So you can impact the world that you touch. In all circumstances, rise above. Go out with a blessed heart. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.